two new bills on cybersecurity and information sharing are through the House of Representatives. One of them deals with liability protections, and that's been a sore spot for private sector companies. Karen Evans is National Director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge, former Administrator of e-Government at the Office of Management and Budget, and my special in-studio co-host today. And you submitted comments on one of these bills. Karen, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming in today.
Yes, I did submit some comments on one of these bills.
So which one did you submit comments on, and why did you do so? What'd you say?
Well, it was related to the information sharing between public sector and private sector. And a lot of it, when you read through the bill, what I was hoping that the bill would avoid is process for process sake. Because there was a lot of reporting in there of things that would go back and forth. And what I was really trying to avoid, and I guess I'm one of the few people who can say this, the unintended consequences of what happens from reporting that happened as a result of the Federal Information Security Management Act, which you're familiar, that people always argued about. Did you really improve security, or did you just create a new industry about reports?
Excuse me, sorry.
So that part, and then the other part really gets into what are the liability issues associated with sharing the information, and that you want to foster the environment of sharing it anonymously. And then what are the liabilities associated with the companies when they start sharing the information? And then the due diligence that the company has to do, because company, you want to really facilitate and incentivize a company for sharing that information so that you can get a picture of what the landscape looks like across multiple sectors.
Mm-hmm. How did they do at avoiding process for process sake in this bill?
Well, there's still, depending on how it gets implemented, you still have some, I think you could have the tendency for process sake. And that really has to do with the reports and things like that that have to go to Congress. So if they can really get focused on the outcome versus I have to generate a report, then I think that will hit to the intended outcome that they want.
And that's always been the rub, is how do you make the reports reflect the outcomes that you get, whether they're the ones you want or not? That's the point of the report, is to see what you've done rather than just the term is box checking that I hear all the time about
right.
the FISMA reports.
Right. And what you want to do is be able to have performance measures that are actually reducing risk and that incentivize private sector. And that has always been the rub with information coming in to the federal government. Now, I will tell you that in some of my work, working with there's a lot of organization, grassroots organization happening with CIOs across the board and multi-sector. And their suggestion is that maybe it shouldn't be an organization like the NCIC that's in here, right? But that it should be a nonprofit who's not tied to the government itself, that doesn't necessarily get caught up in a lot of the bureaucracy, but that we'd really be focused on the outcome and could it be a broker mm-hmm. from that. So I wouldn't be surprised that it may be in the version that ends up going to the president for signature between the House and the Senate, that it might switch a little bit and that there would be a non-governmental entity that would end up being the broker of all this information.
What's the benefit of that to the government in particular?
Well, it would this group could form as a buffer between the government and then between private sector, and then be able to facilitate and share the information anonymously, and then be able to put together, for example, reports that are showing trends that could do some of the analysis going forward, and that not necessarily get bogged down into a lot of what I would call the reporting for reporting's sake. Mm-hmm.
Is the structure, the function of what the NCIC would do, is that the right structure? You seem to like the idea of it being a nonprofit separated from the government a little better.
Well, I do, because I think that would give private industry a little bit more at ease from that perspective, because a non-governmental entity isn't going to necessarily be subject to all of the federal government rules, right? Like FOIA and all those other types of things. But the function, the way that the function is described in here would be how you would want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that right now, and I think Jason's done a great job in this article with Bob Dix's comments, is everybody wants the outcome to be what the NCIC public is right now, after 5 years, it's not necessarily functioning the way that you want, which is just more evidence that maybe it should be an organization outside of government.
The liability protections included in the other bill are, as I mentioned at the beginning, that's something that both private industry and some government folks have been saying for a long time is tremendously necessary, and that there are plenty of insurance companies ready to step into this. I think you and I have talked about this before, actually. There are plenty of insurance companies that are ready to step into this void and price this risk for the private sector companies once they have some certainty in the marketplace, which this will provide.
And then again, if it's a non-governmental entity, then you could actually access that data and then start the actuary tables, mm-hmm. right? If it's a government entity, then the insurance companies also then have to come in and be able to get access to that data in order to be able to do things. So then in essence, it would be set up something similar to what the Center for Medicare and Medicaid does, CMS, mm-hmm. where they have their actuary set up. So you kind of have to think about what am I trying to accomplish in the short term, but what do I need in the long term? And you really are going to have, this is going to be kind of dicey going forward, because everybody's going to have to trust everybody in order to be able to share this information. But you want to share the information because you have to get ahead of the threat.
Yeah, you're involved with some private sector companies in the work that you're doing now. Is it your sense that, I'm not asking you to speak for the companies that you work with, but the private sector in general is ready to be a trusted partner in these kinds of relationships? Do they want to share the information once they have some of these assurances that these bills will provide, or is there still some hesitation in your mind on the part of those companies?
They want a bi-directional sharing. Mm-hmm. So they really want to be able to deposit the information so that it can be analyzed, and then they get the threat vectors. What they really want is threat vectors, right? And those types of things, so that they can then protect their assets. They know what their assets are. And as I was telling you, there's a grassroots effort of CIOs that are working, and they just came together in D.C. like a week and a half ago, and they mm-hmm. were discussing these issues. The biggest thing is the liabilities. They'll share, but the flip side of that is, if the government has been providing information through the ISACs or whatever type of place, sharing the threat vectors, telling you, you know, here's what you're supposed to do, you deposit information, but it was something that you should have fixed 5 or 6 years ago, and you've made a whole sector vulnerable, is that really right too? Mm-hmm. So that's really the line. That's really the big issue that everybody is dancing around right now, is how do you really do that? But there are some really good protections in here. There are things that they've really tried to work on as it relates to privacy as well. And I think the big key is being able to deposit this information anonymously. And that then I think would make industry relax a little bit more.
You mentioned on the NCIC bill that it's possible that the Senate could convert that from a government entity to a non-government entity. Are you suggesting that because it's what you like? Are you suggesting that because that's some buzz that you've heard about how the Senate wants to approach this issue?
No, I haven't heard it from the Senate from a buzz that I've heard it that way. What I've heard is that from private industry CIOs that they would prefer it to be a non-governmental entity.
Do you think they have enough of a voice, though, on the Senate side to push the Senate in that direction when the Senate has, I mean, these bills have passed the House before and they've kind of gone nowhere. That's under different management, of course, but I just wonder how much of a priority there is on this at all.
Well, I think I would say that there is more of a priority as you start seeing more and more things happening and you look at the landscape across the board. And so in my discussions with Senate staffers, I know that this is an issue, that cyber is an issue, that they want to move cyber forward. I have heard that from staffers and that. But what is the right set of bills to be able to do it? Mm-hmm. It probably would be these, but then there would have to be some type of discussion about what would be the best way to really facilitate that and provide incentives across the board. And then the next logical thing that goes into that is the breach notification, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's 45 different state laws out there. And so if you're going to do one, then you want to harmonize the other one, because then it's a complete package from that perspective with private industry on how you're going to fix this so that they can actually put together a really good investment plan going forward for their companies as well.
Is it useful in your mind that the Republican leadership in both houses taking this piecemeal approach to this, as the House has pushed for several years? The Democratic Senate always wanted to do one huge big cyber bill and never really made much progress with it. I'm not suggesting from a political perspective, but is it better that some of this work is getting done a little bit here and a little bit there rather than going for one big Megillah?
Well, I've always been a proponent about doing it piece by piece. That's why I was very excited in the last go around when they did the FISMA Modernization Act, because that was a piece that you knew had to be done. Mm-hmm. It's non-controversial. Where it really gets controversial is the liabilities issue between with industry, and then how does that affect their ability to share the information and the benefit that they get back, right? And then, you know, some kind of safe harbor for the companies going forward. That's always been a sticky issue. And then with the Edward Snowden revelations, right, the other part is, okay, as we're putting together all this information, then it's privacy, and privacy is the other big issue. So I think by taking it piece by piece and little pieces that you can build upon those successes, if you do the big shebang, I think a lot of times there's unintended consequences with the implementation, and people will focus on the things that they can do, which a lot of times are reports, right? Mm-hmm. Or process for process sake. We're back to the same thing.
Yep.
So when you're focused on little pieces, you can get to those outcomes faster.
Karen Evans is national director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge. You have a big deadline coming up today, I think.
Yes.
Right?
So thank you for bringing that up. Our online competition, CyberQuest, is going on right now. The registration closes tonight at 9 p.m. You want to go out and register for this, and then the competition itself will close tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Mm-hmm. And those who do well will earn an opportunity to compete to be able to come to the camps. And we have four camps this summer.
And what's the site where people find out about that?
It's cyberquest.org or uscyberchallenge.org.